Now, the governor, as he did in 16, had the same ability in 17 to take our spending plan that we sent, no matter how out of balance he considers it, and he can cut that thing down with using his line item veto. He just refuses to make those hard decisions as a governor, and his administration continues to say, you're just not going to get a budget without a turnaround agenda. And that's where we are.
Wasn't this kind of calling Rauner's bluff by saying, okay, here's a budget. You're saying it's out of balance or something, but we sent you something.
The legislator's responsibility is to put out the priorities as we see them. And that's what we call the budget. That budget needs to ultimately be balanced when it is ratified. When it is put into effect, it needs to be balanced. How do we balance that budget is what this fight and debate is over. On one side of the fence, we're saying that you just can't have expenditures that we know are legitimate expenditures for the state and not have revenue go along with that. And the governor says, well, we're not going to talk to you about revenue unless you give me the turnaround agenda items, which are anti-worker agenda items that you won't get all of our Democrats to support. And so unless, especially in my district, which I get, you know, some calls that people say, oh, I don't like what you're doing on this or that. But 80% of those calls that are registered in my office from my constituents are asking me to stand firm on the anti-worker agenda that's coming out of the administration. And that's what we're doing.
Republican Senator Chapin Rose says Democrats were fighting with each other. Is that accurate? Or, you know,
I wouldn't categorize it as fighting. What I did witness was Democrats were trying to represent their districts. So Democrats and Republicans have the same responsibility is to represent the members of their district. And if you send us a bill that doesn't do that fairly across the board, then you're going to see some, again, breaks in what people ultimately do when it's time to push that button.
What came out of conversations with Republicans, namely Senator Rose, says when are Democrats like Carol Ammon's going to break from the Madigan leadership? Do you have a response to that?
Not really. I mean, no more than his responsibility to the governor. I think for us, we are working in the best interest of our district. We have K through 12 schools that in whatever plan we have, the schools need to be able to operate. They should be fully funded, and they also should make sure that they hold them harmless in the next budget cycle. That's what I like to see happen. We need to get there. We're not there yet. And however that needs to come out, my goal is to make sure that our district is protected.
Now we're looking at calling lawmakers back. Do you expect either a governor called special session or just additional days, I mean, to deal with something as important as a budget?
You know, I just spoke with my staff and said, just know that we may have additional days that we need to go in. I'm open to whatever days they have. You know, my goal is to make sure that we continue our work, that we protect our district, that we make sure our university doesn't come out on the bad end of this deal. Again, in the proposed budget that the Republicans wanted us to take up, that budget would have cut the university collectively 16-17 by something of 170%. It's a ridiculous proposal for them to then complain that we didn't take up their measure. Well, if you want us to pass a measure that will give you full funding for K through 12, but leave our higher ed institutions where we were in 16, that's not something that I'm willing to compromise on. I think they all need to be included so that we can fund education, general services in our state appropriately.
How scared are you representing the U of I and then a week when we get a mass email from our President Killeen saying all options are on the table?
I did read the president's letter. You know, we're really concerned about potential layoffs. I think everything needs to be on the table right now. I'm hoping and encouraging the university to use its reserves to the best of its ability to limit any impact on our community and in our work, in our staffing levels. This is an important part of us staying the course so that we can fight for appropriate funding for higher education and not allow them to, in essence, institute cuts that are devastating to our communities. That's what we're trying to prevent. So I'll continue to work with the university around those issues.
Is a stopgap the best option now? This was brought up. The House Speaker and Senate President says we need more time to review this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right. The initial stopgap measure we did back in April, I think that was the right thing to do for us at that point because we needed to do something right away for EIU, CSU, all of the institutions, WIU, that were really struggling in that fiscal problem. We need to fund the University Medical School. We need to fund MAP. And we needed that stopgap measure to help at that moment. But the engagement with our Republican colleagues now about completing the fiscal responsibility of 16 has waned. And even when we talk to them and say, well, what about us putting together some revenue to make sure that we can fund 16 and 17 appropriately? You know, they're not talking about 16. They've moved on to 17. And I'm still saying we owe money to the universities in our state, and we should make good on 16, as well as put forth a solid fiscal plan for the universities going forward. And that's what I'm advocating for in Springfield. We have to June 30th, and so as far as I'm concerned, we must get revenue on the table. Now, do we get revenue on the table without the Republican caucus? Is that possible? I don't know. Do we get revenue on the table without the turnaround agenda, taking out our unions and reducing our work and our staffing? I don't know if that's what our district wants us to do. So those are real hard questions, and we'll be taking them up in the next few weeks.